Hello there, podcast land. Episode number 24 of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, Ask Jeeves, Dogpile, wherever else? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach a deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Texts can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to, that's right, Podcast Texts. Seems too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today. Now, time for the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. And here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
Happy Memorial Day, podcast land. Episode 24 of the Behind the Barricade podcast starts now. My name is John O'Connor, and I'm here with Daniel Tao. We are joined today with Houston, Texas hard rock band Seldom. They decided to stop by and talk with us on their off date from the current tour with Creed frontman Scott Stapp. We talked with them about the tour, social media, opening up for popular bands, sports teams, talking shit with each other, and a whole lot more. Also, we cracked the 1,000 download mark on Podbean, which is completely awesome, and we cannot thank you enough. That means out of the 23 episodes that are currently uploaded, those have been downloaded 1,000 times, which is just mind-blowing. I think right now we are up to 1,000 and, I don't know, maybe 1,300, 1,400, maybe even 1,500 right now. I'm not 100% sure because I'm doing this on a Friday, and it's now Monday, so could have gotten a couple of hundred by the end of the weekend. I mean, people are stuck in traffic. They're looking for something to listen to. Why not Behind the Barricade? That's right. So awesome. But we are also in the top 50 music podcasts on Podbean. And given that the other 49 podcasts are playlists and dance mixes, I say we're the number one music conversation podcast on Podbean. That's fair, right? Right. We are awesome. And it's thanks to people like you who are supporting the show, who are downloading, who are doing a whole bunch of other things. And we cannot thank you enough. Anyways, we have some more great news to spread to you. And some depressing news. I'm going to go with the great news first. We have a lot of great bands lined up to interview. And a lot of them are pretty big, too. So I'd love to tell you exactly who, but we'll do that after we interview them. Because we'd look like an asshole if we ended up interviewing Breaking Benjamin or scheduling an interview with Breaking Benjamin, and then nothing happens. And then, you know, I tell everyone, get everyone's hopes and dreams up, get them all psyched, get Dan all psyched because he's a Breaking Benjamin fanboy, and then nothing happens. Although, something might happen with Breaking Benjamin. That's all I'm going to tell you. Someone that deals with Breaking Benjamin be possibly meeting with us. That's all I'm going to say right now, and once it becomes official, I'll let you all know. That seems pretty cool, right? Right. Also, we are splitting up Behind the Barricade. After 7 months, 8 months, I don't even know. Dan and I are divorcing. Not really. If you're a professional wrestling fan, it's like the WWE splitting the roster between Raw and SmackDown, but getting together for the occasional pay-per-view. That's exactly what's going to happen with Behind the Barricade. In order to gain new ground, I'm going to be doing my own thing, going to be airing on Mondays, while Dan is going to be doing his own thing, and that's going to be airing on Thursdays. So, hey, we're going to see what happens. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. We go back to the old format. But we're just trying to get you as much content as possible and trying to build Behind the Barricade as the next big thing, which sooner or later, it's going to happen. So just come on board, people. It's going to happen. We're going to be there. We're going to be number one. I have a feeling. I just have that little small feeling. That's it. But to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what kind of show I'm going to have, but I love talking with different types of artists from different genres, different walks of life. So it's more like mine's going to be more of a iPod shuffle type of podcast. Maybe I'll call it Podcast Shuffle. There we go. That's a pretty good name, right? Right? Eh, I don't know. But with Dan, he's going to be focused in on drummers. Him being a drummer, it kind of works out. And here, I think I have the perfect name for that. Pounding Off with Daniel Tao. See? Drummers pound the drums. And it's also a way of doing a certain activity by yourself. And Dan is by himself. You get it. Awesome name, right? No? I don't know. Let us know. You can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. You can go on Twitter, at behindthecade, C-A-D-E. Instagram, instagram.com/behindthebarricade. YouTube, youtube.com/behindthebarricade. So we are everywhere. Let's start this episode. I'm done talking. Now you're going to hear me talk for another hour. Here it is, our conversation with Seldom. Let's go. Here with Mitch and Matt of the band Seldom, all the way from Houston, Texas. What's going on, guys?
How's it going, man?
How's it going?
What's going on?
Doing all right, doing all right. You're wrapping up a tour with Scott Stapp of Creed?
Correct.
Now, have you guys had any interactions with Scott yet? Or?
We've had a couple. He's a busy man, so you know, by the time we get there, he's doing his VIP meetings, and they're just wrapping up sound checks, so... Occasionally we see him and, you know, shout out hello and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, the few times we have gotten to talk to him, he's super friendly, really down to earth. His whole band, all of his whole crew is actually super awesome. Really fun to actually be around that kind of group and be on tour, particularly for our first tour, because we really weren't sure how it was really all going to work, how people were going to kind of be like, any of that. So it's been really awesome.
All right, so this is your actual first tour of the U.S.?
That's right, yes.
Wow. What are the key highlights of the U.S.? Since you guys are based down in Texas, and now we're doing this interview in New Jersey.
Just meeting new people, you know, gaining new fans, just trying to spread our music out to all these people as much as we can.
And I think you forget, too, how big the U.S. actually is, especially when you're driving through the Midwest and Nebraska, and you know, and it all kind of starts to look a little bit alike. But, you know, it's cool. There's a lot of really cool stuff and very cool people. And the type of venues that we play at across, I mean, it's bizarre.
It changes.
We played in theaters. We've played in like big ballrooms. We played in clubs. What was the weirdest one? There was one. It was like a restaurant type thing where they had round tables and everything. It was a cool show. It was sold out, but it was just bizarre. It felt like we were playing a banquet for a wedding or something. and here we are kind of coming in heavy. It was
in Massachusetts.
That was in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I mean, the popular venue in this area, it's called Mexicali. They have like round tables in front. There's barely like a floor, and it's just tables. So people sit down eating their Mexican food, and you're playing. You know, they have like an upper area too where you can sit and watch. It's
I don't know crazy. That I could do that. I mean, that's maybe the Texas in me. If I see Mexican food, I'm just going to get hungry. We're going to cut this set short, man. Yeah.
You there, bring
pass
me that
enchiladas.
Burrito.
You know,
So, did you now have a new hatred for a certain state? Like, I'm not talking about, like, people or, like, venue-wise, but I'm talking about, like, you know, driving in Nebraska, you see cornfields, you're like, all right, I got to be out. Let me take a nap. 3 hours later, you're still in Nebraska.
You still see the same cornfield?
I don't know. Hatred's probably too strong a word for me. I don't know, Matt, you have a different opinion.
No, I just slept in the
back. A strong dislike.
Yeah, so we both equally pawned off the driving in those states to someone else in the band, so we got to just sleep and then just enjoy that. I'm sure Sergio or Brian or Carlos, they kind of took shifts, and they probably feel more stronger about that driving situation than we did.
Look, yeah. All wasn't bad at people driving, like, fuck you, man, this sucks.
Oh.
Yeah. I could only imagine the, you know, 14-hour drives, driving across what appears to be, you know, numerous states, could actually be one state.
That's where being from Texas comes into play.
Yeah, Texas is massive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could play, I mean, we're from Houston, you could play 3 or 4 local shows that are literally an hour and a half apart from one another, mm-hmm. if not more. And they're all considered Houston shows.
Of course.
Yeah, some of these drives have been like, none. It's like, oh, we just hit 3 states today. That's insane.
The funny thing about New Jersey, everything's 40, well, at least where we live, everything is 45 minutes. For me, it's like, oh, this venue 45 minutes away, that one 50. It's like
that, and anywhere in New Jersey, you're an hour away from anything. So if you want to go to, like, farmland, you're about an hour away. If you want to go to the beach, hour away. If you want to go to a casino, basically wherever.
It's an hour away, yeah.
Well, that's good for us to plan since we're on our off day today. So
you have 3 dates left. You have the Stone Pony tomorrow in Asbury Park. Then you have Amityville, what's that venue? Amityville.
Oh, I have no clue.
I don't know.
I've heard of it a couple times, but not popular for me.
Let's see. I'm not sure. Max,
Amityville Music Hall, maybe?
It is not the Amityville Horror, unfortunately. I wish that was. That would have been tight.
Everyone packing
the
house.
Right. Revolution Bar.
Okay, Revolution Bar.
That's right.
And then you have Pennsylvania?
Yes, Stroudsburg.
All right.
Good area. Sherman Theater.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that it's the Sherman Theater Light. Is that right on the so is there a Sherman Theater...
Heavy?
Yeah. Right. Maybe there is. We'll find out, and I'll send a follow-up note about that.
I was about to say, maybe it could be like a sidebar, but, I mean, who you're touring with, you could fill the big room here.
Agreed. So, yeah, we'll find out about that one. But, yeah, last really weekend marathon sprint, so it's going to be fun.
Pretty excited.
Yeah.
If you had to describe your music to other people, what would you, like, how would you describe it?
Just, I guess, mainstream rock.
Yeah. Modern mainstream,
hard rock,
modern mainstream.
Alternative.
I think the easiest way is probably, you know, I think if you're a fan of bands like 10 Years, Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, I think you'll find something in our music that you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to kind of pay homage to some of those folks, or those bands that we've idolized and really admired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try and do some of our own twists. We try to make each song different, and really try to make an experience out of really listening to the album.
Mm-hmm. Two great bands, some of my favorites.
Well, 3 they mentioned, Dan. That's counting.
All right, well, I just heard 10 Years and Breaking Benjamin. That was it.
And Chevelle.
Chevelle. No, that's another favorite. I don't know. I just tuned. My brain just tuned to those two.
He heard the two, and he's like, boom, done. We got
it. Everything else he says after, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, he's a diehard Breaking Benjamin fan, and we might have someone on from Breaking Benjamin or previously.
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I mean, yesterday we had a... Garrett Goodwin. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He plays for Carrie Underwood.
The name sounded familiar. I mean, Carrie Underwood, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got my attention there. But that's really cool. Yeah, I saw the announcement today. When's that podcast come out?
The Garrett Monday. One should be Monday. This one should be Thursday.
Very cool.
Depending on if, because we just need some few things from him. So depending on when that comes out,
that'll give us something to listen to on that long drive back to Texas. Then
I don't know.
We do have 23 other episodes.
Well, good. Well, we've got 24 hours of driving, so I think we're good.
So now you're going to be even extra bored on those 24 hours.
Nah, we'll be good, man.
Selling ourselves short, Dan. God damn it.
We suck. Don't listen to us.
So what's the hardest thing about touring so far? Is it lack of sleep, lack of laundry, lack of showers?
Not getting along
all
with
the
each
above.
Other.
All the above.
Yeah. The laundry, you know, probably about every, 3 or 4 days we were needing some laundry, new pants or whatever.
Yeah.
What else? The sleep. Are we, you know, in a hotel, one of us had to sleep on the floor.
Mm.
But, yeah, we're probably being a little bougie. We're actually getting hotels most nights. I mean, cheap hotels, but still,
mm-hmm.
we're still. You know, I've heard some bands going as far as roughing it and sleeping in the van and like a Walmart parking lot.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we could. I just think that would just.
But
add
why
to the
would
misery.
You? If you
why add to the misery, man? yeah, you know, it's just those little things add up, but it's all part of the experience. All part of the experience.
That's the only thing you could chalk it up to.
Yep, that's right.
So you guys are both promoting your full-length Damaged and your EP, Black Mirror.
Right.
How has the reception been so far on this tour?
On the tour, I think it's been really good.
Positive.
Yeah, very, very positive. We have a lot of people come up after our show. You know, for the live show, we always really want to try to bring in a whole bunch of energy. You know, our goal, especially as the opener, is really to get people moving, get them kind of pumped. And, you know, I think the proofs and just the people taking away our CDs at the end of the show, you know, it's for an artist, it's always good because that means, hey, I've heard your music and I want to take it home and actually keep listening to mm-hmm. it. And that's always the biggest takeaway for me at these shows. I don't know if you kind of see the same thing.
Oh, definitely. It's the same thing. I mean, every time someone buys a CD, it's just like, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for supporting us.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one good thing about being on tour is you're just reaching that many, you know, that many more people. And if you do 5, 10, 15 tours, that many more, you know, people are actually picking up your CD. So
that's right.
It's good. It's kind of hard and, you know, more difficult to get your albums out on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
You can only promote so much on social media.
Yeah.
Well, right. And then hoping that you fit the algorithm that's going to pop it up on someone's feed, mm-hmm. that it's not blending in with 800 other things that don't make sense or, yeah, who knows?
Well, that's the worst thing about Facebook. You guys are aware of the 10% rule, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and not even that, just the fact that most people only have, 30 seconds on average that they're on their news feed, so even if you're in that 10%, then you're hoping you're in that 30-second window of someone's attention span. Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, especially when you fight against a person's, 200, 300 friends who are just posting the same shitty Farmville thing.
Candy Crush. But yeah, that's, I still see that crap.
See, that's how much I know about Facebook.
Oh, that's good for you. mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand how anyone still uses. I mean, social media is a great tool. Uh-huh. But it's so hard to just really get your message and really help you stand out too. You've got to have something really just popping on that yeah. feed,
or you have to have popular, I guess, a manager or something like that that can.
But even still, that's
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah, still.
I mean, going viral is not such an easy thing. Unless,
no.
I mean, we may just get those Chewbacca masks. That seems to be the next big thing.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that? I've been seeing YouTube videos.
I don't know, but I wish something in my life made me as happy as that woman is in that Chewbacca mask. That's pure joy you're seeing in that lady's face. It's amazing.
Oh my God!
So now describe this to someone who's never.
Oh yeah, seen yeah. Sorry, like, sorry, folks who are out in the dark on this. So
damn.
I don't know. Very briefly, this woman just buys herself one of these talking Chewbacca masks where the mouth moves with her, and it just makes the growl, you know. And she just gets her she gets herself worked up and just laughing all over the place. It's
because every time she's talking, the Chewbacca mask is talking, and I don't know.
It's stupid, but it's so funny. I don't know, but she is so just overjoyed.
But that's
this.
The best, being famous over something you love doing.
Oh yeah, no.
I think it's more her laugh.
I think it's just her laughing. I don't think really. I don't know what she is doing much except just laughing. But you know,
I want to put a video camera in front of our bass guitarist Carlos because he's got a brilliant laugh.
Oh yeah,
racks us up
early.
When he gets going, I mean the whole band just. I mean, he can just get everyone. He's got that contagious laugh where everyone.
Carlos,
yeah.
Get in here. Summoned. Come on over. Come on. For those of you at home, we have the entire band here, and I think two thirds of the band's in the other room watching Netflix, watching houses.
The ratio has shifted that way, yes.
Okay, so apparently you have a laugh that's extremely contagious.
Yeah, that's what they say, yeah.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Any day with a laugh, that's why we.
Someone's got to make a joke or something funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been I've been driving all day, so I'm just like...
Kill me.
Yeah, we may have put him in a rough spot for that. I don't know. I don't know. We had an off day in New York earlier this week. We went to go see Avenue Q, and there's this part where the dolls are just having sex. I mean, just all over the place. And at one point, you just hear this. We can cuss on this, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you see in the back, he's like, "Shut the fuck up!" And I mean, this dude is just dying, like halfway, like for like another 20 minutes.
It was funny though, because like there's a couple of dudes behind me that were getting pretty upset about that, but their partners were laughing at the fact that I was laughing.
Now we can't laugh.
Yeah. No, it's contagious in both ways, but yeah,
Well, that was a dud. All right, Carlos, get back in the other room. See ya. Yeah. You've been dismissed. If you ever want to laugh, you can come out of your room. Maybe we'll get you some dessert.
Oh, God.
Love you.
It's okay. I'll just go lay under the truck. He'll enjoy trying to run me over later. That'll make him laugh.
Nothing like violence towards your friends to make everyone in a great mood, except for the person who's getting hurt.
Right.
That's our love language to each other. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. We're pretty terrible to one another. it's the way we keep it.
So it's like the Jackass crew, like you always have to be on high alert around you guys?
Or? Basically. Amongst ourselves, yeah. It's pretty self-contained, but yeah. It's
about the pranks. It's more just, you know,
we just say really horrible shit to one another. It's
if there were pranks involved, then I probably wouldn't be here today.
When we were recording Damage, I can't remember what was actually said, but I just remember our sound technician he literally stopped what he was doing, just slowly turned and was like, "Holy shit, guys." And I mean, we're just laughing about it like psychopaths. But oh my God,
it's all good.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that except for, you know, the online PC people who would like to silence everyone for having a good time, more or less.
That's right. Which, you know, funny again, that's a lot of what our stuff is really about, particularly Black Mirror. You know, both they're both concept albums. And Black Mirror, for us, is really about how, you know, we've been talking about social media, and it's really talking about how social media really impacts our perceptions of one another, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're looking through this black little screen here at whatever I decide I think you should see about my life. Yeah. And it's, let's be honest, it's going to be either positive or whatever.
It's all about the attention.
It's right.
It's me. That's basically it.
But even if it's not just me, even if you're doing it as just, hey, let me just, you know, tell you about my care, I'm still only showing you this small sliver of my life that I want you to see. You're not seeing the real me. You're not seeing what I really think or feel or how I feel maybe on the inside.
Yeah.
And that's you know, that perception really kind of warps it, because if you're getting jealous, like, you know, for us, if we see when we see some other bands who maybe are getting better opportunities or more opportunities or and vice versa, you get this kind of this misplaced jealousy about it. And so that's one of the things we really kind of talk about, and that whole idea of trying to be something you're not, particularly when you have this ability to do that online,
just
creating this false image. That's something that kind of is a theme that's pretty prevalent in a lot of our songs.
I mean, it's a great theme to have, because we're getting so focused in on technology and we're losing that connection, the conversation connection, that I'd rather text you than actually hear your voice and like hear your feelings and shit like that.
Yeah.
You ever been involved in a conversation where you're about to say something and then you erase it, you type it back out, erase it again, and it's like 5 minutes later, you're like, wow, that first instinct, you know, text message was completely different from what actually you sent to someone. Imagine if that was a regular conversation, it would be like totally screwed, or you know, it would be way different.
Oh yeah, that's like when they tell you to when you're mad, you write the email and then you just send it to yourself so you don't actually send it, and you write the PC nice one. Hell, just doing our posts on our own social media, you end up doing that. You're like, that sounds like we may have inadvertently taken a shot at someone. Let me reword this. It's hard out there, man. You get into that mode of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Easy. Yeah. It could be, things can be taken, you know, out of proportion with
they always do.
Text messages and stuff.
Yeah.
And especially if you're reading it with
you're predetermined.
Exactly. Yeah, so like if
biased.
You hate someone, they might post something about, oh, this, you know, this dickhead. And then someone else would be like, oh, you know, that's very nice. So it's just it's crazy. But that's why I think people need to get off of the computers and actually meet people and conversate with them, you know.
Yeah. And you know, yeah, you know, we think social media is an awesome platform. I mean, without it, hell, we wouldn't be able to reach a lot of the people we do.
Exactly.
With
you wouldn't be here right now.
We just gotta, we as just a people just gotta use it better and be smarter about it and not, yeah, not let it overtake our interactions and shape how we talk to one another. Yeah, just like you're talking about.
And the fact that, you know, you have little kids on Facebook who are like 6, 7 years old. I swear to you, one of my friends who I used to work with, his kids are 6 and 9 and they both have Facebook accounts. I'm like, that's a little much. Yeah. who do they have to talk to? That's so important. Like, what do they have to say? I color today in school. Who gives a fuck?
I just took a shit.
Yes.
Well, most of them are kicking my ass in Call of Duty, so that's most.
And then calling you the most weirdest names out there.
they're horrible little shits, man. I mean, I suck, so that doesn't help my case. No, I'm just getting blown up all over the place. But yeah, they're the worst.
Though I have to admit, though, a lot of the youngins that are good at Call of Duty aren't good at playing other video games.
Probably aren't good at life either.
Yeah. I have a. It's just funny. I was playing it today. I have a little cousin that would totally dominate me on Call of Duty, and he was playing Uncharted 2 at the time when it came out for PS3. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're supposed to go up here, and he could not do it. He's like, oh, I've been stuck on this part for days. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's just crazy. I'm like, you're amazing at Call of Duty, and I'm like 10 times worse than you, but you can't even play like this easy adventure game where you just have to like, you know, notice where to climb and go up it. You know, it's just crazy.
Doesn't translate well.
But yeah. What does this have to do with Seldom?
We're all very big gamers.
Same here.
Yeah.
There we go, John. There. We found
the connection. Yes.
There we go. Yeah, there's all. Yeah. We're big in the game, sports. I mean, we have a PS4. We kind of take around with us, and when we can, we hook it into the hotel room and.
Just it's hard, right? It's hard to get the HDMI behind the TV. It's
a little bit. You know, they don't give you the controllers that actually let you change the source. Obviously,
you gotta press the button on the TV.
Yeah, it's a small engineering feat to get it working. But we're an innovative bunch, so we find a way.
And what's the game of choice? Is it Call of Duty or?
It's Grand Theft Auto.
Right now.
It's the only one we have.
That's the only one you need.
So we just run over people.
You can do anything in that game. Yeah.
We just run over people, run from the cops.
So you guys don't play missions. You just like have like little games, like who can launch this person out of the car the farthest and
something like that.
longest murder spree, you know. The typical fare.
Longest time with 5 stars.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It's going on 25 minutes.
These cops are terrible. Look at me.
Right.
Now imagine if that was real life.
Oh.
It came out if I'm like a quarter of a star, I'm like, oh my god, I get pulled over by police.
Yeah, I don't know what my fight or flight instinct would be. I'd probably just pull over. I couldn't do it.
Right.
No. We're probably the safer ones of the bunch, you know.
You're not OJ.
One of these my you know, guys may be a little more ready to take off or do whatever. Okay. So
yeah, right. So how many stars do you think OJ had? 5?
With the Bronco chase?
3?
I don't know. Well, he had basically the entire police force after him, and he had the helicopter. Plus, it was on every single news channel.
The helicopter's at least 3.
Yeah, yeah. And it wouldn't be 5 because 5 you have like the
armor stuff, and they're firing on you at that point.
They're trying to kill you.
So maybe 4?
I'd say 3.
3, yeah, probably 3 stars. Yeah.
3, but they cut out the NBA finals, which is gigantic.
That's true. I don't know, dude.
Three and a half.
Yeah, Edge. You know, I'd say 3, but I could certainly see 4 being 5. I could certainly see you making the case forgot about the NBA finals being cut out for that.
Yeah, there's actually a great 30 for 30 that ESPN came out with on that day.
Yeah,
where it was the NBA finals, it was the OJ chase, it was I think Arnold Palmer's last round of golf at I think the Masters or whatnot.
Okay,
there was not one interview in that whole entire film. It was literally just news highlights, you know, random switchovers. It was done pretty good. If you're a fan of that kind of stuff, then
didn't it just come out? Because I hear
maybe last year I think it came out.
Yeah, because I hear them. I listen to a local sports station for New York, and they're like advertising it like crazy.
Well, I mean, 30 for 30 has been out for a while.
Yeah, no, I know 30 for 30. I mean the OJ one. Yeah, the specific one.
Well, they just came out with that show on FX. I don't know if you guys watched it. The People vs. OJ.
I didn't watch it.
People vs. OJ.
I won't spoil it for you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wonder how that ends.
You are not going to see this one coming. I could tell you.
I just hope that, you know, we need to get like a seldom truck or something, and if someone just goes AWOL, they just take it, you know, just get that free publicity, man. Could you imagine some local band on the that white Bronco, man?
Can we get the guys from Seldom in here?
All right.
That's my only demand.
We don't know anything, but while you're watching the live stream of the breaking footage, why don't you listen to some of our tunes? It's great.
They're like,
you can't buy that kind of publicity, man. It'd be tight.
They're playing it while the cop chase is happening. You hear the music in the background.
Well, it's like that movie with Brendan Fraser, Adam Sandler. Airheads. There we go.
Awesome movie.
Oh, yeah. The get thrown in jail and become infamous. It's not a bad thought, you know. We could probably get Brian to do something bad.
Once you get out of jail, you have all that revenue from the streaming.
And you get the cred, too, right? I mean.
Oh, absolutely. You are known as that band.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, that's tight. Yeah. The only other way to go viral.
All right, so when are we planning this out?
And speaking of jail, you opened up for Puddle of Mud.
Right, we did open up for Puddle of Mud.
Crack cocaine?
Actually, on St. Patty's Day, of all days.
Oh, no.
So actually,
I'm just asking for trouble.
Actually, I think the show went off without a hit.
I think it went smooth.
Really?
The funny stories really were that show just were around, I mean, typical St. Patty's Day stories, nothing of note about Puddle Mud, surprisingly.
Nothing with Wes. He was on his best behavior.
He actually was. Some days I think he does that stuff for the publicity and all that. Maybe I should start doing that. Just start like
just getting arrested, random shit,
and all that. Yeah.
Maybe. Didn't he also ride the baggage claim? Was that him?
God, was it? You know what? I mean, I'm not sitting here not believing you. It sounds like it's probably true.
that's a
low point in someone's life when you could just say random stuff and be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
I think he got drunk enough to where he actually passed out and he just literally went through.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is insane. More power to him. I don't know how he does it, how his band still play. How long would y'all put up with me if I was doing all that nonsense?
3 minutes.
He says three. You going to take the over or the under on that?
I'd probably take the under.
The under?
Under. Wow. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. I'm on thin ice, aren't I, already?
Yeah. And other than Puddle of Mud, you opened for POD, Lacuna Coil, Drowning Pool, Saving Abel, and you've performed at major festivals such as South by Southwest.
Yep.
All down in Texas?
All down in Texas. As a local band, you kind of jump on some of these shows with these national acts. Sometimes you get to play a few dates along their route with them. So not the full tour, but you get a few. Like,
yeah.
Before we jumped on this tour, we played two shows with Sick Puppies. Actually,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Which, their new album's out, and I mean, they sound phenomenal. Also, just awesome. Great people. But those were fun. Lacuna Coil, actually, we played with them 2 years ago yesterday.
Anniversary. Yeah.
Thank you, Facebook, for
reminding us.
Reminding me of all my memories.
You don't have to think about moments. Facebook is there for you.
That's exactly right. Lacuna Coil, to me, I mean, they're one of my all-time favorite bands.
They have some pretty good songs. I like them a lot. Yeah.
And live, they're phenomenal. I just geeked out the whole night. I was just losing it. This guy lost it when we played with Nothing More right before they got signed.
Oh, yeah, they're sick. Yeah. They're blowing up on Octane. I don't know if you guys listen.
That's another band that might be on the show.
Oh. Do it.
Wink.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Wink.
Matt's known them for a long time, actually, prior to them. Because they're from San Antonio. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, so
explain how you know them, like, personally, or just you've seen them local or something like that.
Well, I think I met them when I was in one of my old bands, and we played at Scout Bar. This was back in, like, 2007. So they had just gotten like a new drummer, so him and I hit it off, and then from then on, like, I followed them, they followed me, and you know, every time when I had moved to Dallas, they like stayed at my place, I cooked for them, and I mean, we just
you're a chef,
I guess.
Wink.
Yeah. What time is it? Is it time for dinner?
Right. throw a couple burgers on the grill, you know.
All right, so you're like a man chef type of deal.
Oh yeah.
You can grill steak. Just fine, but
yeah. Yeah,
he throws stuff over a flame, and then that's it.
And you know exactly when to flip it.
Yeah,
he just knows how to not burn them.
Right.
Exactly.
that right there is a skill.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
I worked in the food industry, so I've seen a few things.
Uh-oh. Like restaurant, or are we talking
about
like fast
ahead,
food?
I'm going to go ahead and speak for him. Brian is rolling his eyes at you right now.
That's fine.
Brian, so Brian's kind of our, he's, if Matt is our griller, Brian's kind of more of our, he's the guy that has like the spices and the flavor. And he's,
like
he gets, super, it's good. He just gets super fancy. You know, this guy, I'm more akin to this guy. It's just get the meat on the grill and just let the natural flavor take over.
Anything on the grill, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, oh, you want pizza? Just throw it on the grill.
I don't think anyone's ever done grilled pizza.
Yeah.
They have?
Well, I mean, what's the difference between, like, you know, like those fire, like, stone ground, like pizza or whatever, isn't it? Like,
I know nothing about food, Dan. I don't know why you're talking to me.
You don't, you don't know anything about food.
No,
you can't.
I eat it very well.
I mean, the only, I did it once, like with,
ate once. Oh, how was that experience?
No. I think my oven was like broken or something. So I'm like, oh, the grill still works. And I went out and threw like a frozen pizza. It didn't really cook all the way, but it worked. I ate it.
It's like a like one of those Hot Pockets, you know. It's kind of...
You could throw that on the
molten
grill.
Molten lava on the inside and hard as ice on the outside.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's delicious.
And you still eat it. You don't put it back
already,
in. You just
I'm already getting hungry.
My stomach's growling.
even at the nasty idea of a Hot Pocket, we're you know, food.
You're
food on the road.
To that point.
You're just, you know, you're kind of bound to what's really on the road, which is mostly fast food. Mm. A lot of Dunkin' Donuts in in this side of the country.
Yeah, a lot of Waffle Houses in the.
In the South, geez, it's Waffle House every 5 seconds.
Cracker Barrel?
Oh, we did have some Cracker Barrel. That was good. Yeah, I'm excited. First thing I'm getting is some Tex-Mex or some barbecue when I get back home.
Wow. Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger, yes. Yeah, Whataburger. It's all right.
Whataburger?
Texas's answer to California's In-N-Out Burger.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Same thing, Bucky's. I think I'm just going to make a trip out. So we have this tradition in our band. In Texas, we have these huge gas stations called Bucky's.
Okay.
I've heard of them before.
Yeah.
Is there a Stuckey's type of deal?
I don't know. What
it's kind of like Stuckey's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Madras, hot. Yeah, but better. That's right. we're looking for those endorsements, by the way, Bucky's. We're happy to promote you across the country. Yes. I mean, the place has, like, hot food, has snacks, coffee. I mean, they have, like, their own merchandise, like a whole, like,
T-shirts and shit.
Like, even more so than just, I mean, they have grills.
What?
They have all sorts of stuff, man. And there just happens to be one literally on every route through all the major cities in Texas and going out of the state. And so that's our tradition. That's our pre-show ritual is we stop at a Bucky's and get something, usually coffee, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, usually just food. That's usually what we eat for the meals, but. I'm missing that. It's been hard to replace that tradition on the road. We keep looking for something, but just haven't found a suitable.
It sounds like Wawa.
Yeah, it does.
Well, okay, what is Wawa then?
Wawa is basically a Quick Check.
Okay.
You know how Quick Check now they have gas and, you know, like a huge food.
I don't know what Quick Check is.
So not really?
I'm learning.
It's like a 7-Eleven type of deal.
Boom.
Only way better.
It basically, 7-Eleven is totally. All these places kind of like morphed from them and like kind of got
But like better. Wawa has like the sandwiches, it has like the hot, cold, whatever you want. It's also a convenience store in there. They have like some have like the ice cream area. Yeah.
It started down south and it's starting to creep its way up north.
Down South Jersey.
Yeah, South Jersey.
Yes. There's two different things here.
Yeah, but they're not anywhere else in, so it's not like Sonic where it started like South America. Not South America,
South America.
But South United States. South of the United States.
I don't know of any other Wawas. I think they're just like here.
Like down south, there's like, it's literally like one every like 5 miles. It's like Wawa, Wawa, like crazy.
Interesting. Well,
South Jersey. Let's.
South Jersey.
We'll have to keep an eye out for that on our way back to Houston on a Sunday night. Oh, sorry, it's going to suck. We're already dreading that one.
And how long is that?
That one's going to be about 24-hour
drive.
That's
24.
Damn. And with Memorial Day weekend, you know, that's just
drive. That's right.
So,
The most I ever did was 12 hours straight. That's about it.
Yeah, well, they're doubling that.
Yeah, I know. I 12 plus
now,
12
to be fair, we've
got
five guys in the band, so we do split it up. But someone's got to drive that nightmare shift right after the show. We're all just tired and just disgusting.
And you know how it is. That's like 3 hours go by. Look, I could deal with it. And then 5 hours, 6, you're like, dude, I just want to get out of this car.
Yeah.
Go do something.
Then it's like The Shining in your van.
It gets rough. And then the worst is that it's that fourth or so leg of it where it's just like you got – you're well over halfway, but you're not like – you're still like 2 to 3 hours out, and you're just like – I don't know. We're gonna
so it's
go
basically
fast,
the home stretch, just, but
yeah, but it just it's so close, just so far, you know. Just can't quite get there. That's gonna be the one you're gonna drive, bro. Because I'm gonna be asleep in the back,
watching a movie in the back.
Or right?
Do you at least have a spacious van, or is everyone on top of each other?
It's actually a pretty spacious van. You know, and everyone's got plenty of room. The seats are actually fairly comfortable. We got a little conversion van that we're driving around. It's nice. And there's like a whole back couch section. So one person gets to kind of lay out. Everyone else is kind of just fully reclined in their seats. But
now, did you rent that or you own that?
No, we own that.
Nice.
We bought it for the tour. In fact, we usually drive around this dude's truck, but that just wasn't. I mean, it's like sardines in that thing. It's good for little short sprints, but not for this.
For like a weekend warrior tour, would you use that or?
Which is 2 dates in Texas.
Basically.
In Texas.
One day.
Oh, my.
Can be. Especially those, like, Corpus or El Paso shows. Oh, El Paso is like a tour on its own.
What's the famous venue over there? There was a big one. I can't remember what it was.
In El Paso or?
I think it was El Paso. No, or was that
Stubbs Austin. In Austin?
I know that's in Austin. I think this one had like a number. Is there a number in any venue, or am I just really losing my mind?
Not that I can recall.
All right, I'm losing my mind.
You may be right. We've only played in El Paso a couple times, so nothing.
Well, I follow The Fall of Troy on Facebook, and they play like all their albums on like this one venue. And the venue is like 1,500 people. And I thought it started with like a number, like a 5 or 6, but...
House of Blues, Texas.
We'll have to look in, we'll have to look into that. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, you would know better than I would, but
clearly not.
They're from Texas and they don't even know.
Again, let me remind you, Texas is freaking huge. Yeah. Oh man, but this tour's been awesome, man.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah,
you know it's hard where you know you're creeping up to the end of the tour and. You know, you just want to go home,
shower, sleep in your own bed,
something. Yeah, right.
Eat more than just fast food.
I'm worried. At least I don't know about you. You know, not so much worried, but you know, there's going to be that point when we're going to get back, and then we're already going to be in this mode of you know, because we have a pretty solid kind of schedule how pretty much each our days are going to work when we're actually on show days, mm-hmm. and we're going to get home and a couple days, and we're going to be like. Man, I feel like it should be like sound checking or something. gotta go ahead and get something to eat now before you know we get on stage. And you know, I think one thing we're gonna try and do to combat that is we've been taking a lot of footage from the tour. So we have a lot of music videos on our YouTube channel. We have a Vevo channel because that's what all the cool kids do these days.
I still don't know what Vevo is.
it's some sort of like MTV replacement. It's YouTube, but it's.
Yeah, but I see like videos. Taylor Swift Vevo, Justin Bieber Vevo.
It's basically the YouTube channel for the band with only their music videos.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's literally just if you Google like 311, they have a 311 Vevo that has all their music videos.
Yeah. Huh. Right. But it's integrated into YouTube.
Yeah.
So we have our own channel that where we put other videos and like promos and stuff, and then we have our Vevo for just the music video. It's just another way to find. Our music.
And would that be youtube.com/seldom, Seldom Band?
Seldom Vevo is our Vevo channel, Seldom and then Seldom Band is our YouTube. Outside account.
Regular one, yeah.
And I guess the way I think we'll be good with this is we're going to take all that footage, and we're kind of in the process of getting it with one of our directors that we use in Houston and putting together a live video for The Grudge, which is our I guess, going to be our next single.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of a live video. Most of the ones we've done have been what are called storyboard videos, so we try to be all artsy and have kind of a story that goes with the music.
Story. Band rocking out. Story. Band.
Yes.
Back and forth, yeah.
Basically, you know, if you're going to do a video, you might as well just go full out. You know, otherwise, if you want to see us play, feel free to come to a show, and you'll get a better experience than watching the video just of us jamming on YouTube.
Yeah.
Although this guy will disagree. He does a pretty slick little guitar move on our very first video for Cancer.
I loved it. Every bit of it.
And then we told him not to do that ever again live.
Backflip?
No,
just a guitar swing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and they hit it slow mo, like perfect. Mm. Just great angle.
Right on
it
the
looks.
Break.
And I'm so glad they got it because he could just relive that glory. Because I just
that's me.
I know the day would come when that sucker's gonna fly off. It's not gonna hit a fan or anything. I mean, God really, or God forget it. It's not gonna hit a fan. It's gonna hit me.
Yep.
Because I have.
It's usually how it works.
I'm lucky enough to not get clocked by him half the time on stage. Anyway, because we're always in each other's way.
That's when you have to start swinging the microphone.
Oh God.
Just have like a duel on stage.
Look, I'm more prone to pop myself with a microphone than I am. even doing that, I'm so clumsy. I just gotta move and just keep everything contained.
Is there anything embarrassing that maybe happened on this tour or like another show that you're like, ooh, I kind of wanted to forget that until now?
Smacked myself in the face with a microphone and made myself bleed.
Okay, that wasn't embarrassing, Dan. That was on purpose.
I'll say I haven't made myself bleed. I have certainly whacked myself in the face of my microphone several times. I don't know. Is there one that you can think of?
Didn't your mic cord drop out a couple times?
You tripped over your mic cord and almost fucking took everybody out.
Okay, so apparently you tripped over your mic cord and almost tackled everyone.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, I mean, so I don't have a wireless mic. I don't know why I don't. I just don't.
Well, they are expensive.
Well, that and the
receiver. Yeah.
I like the cord. I like being able to use it as, you know, part of when I'm performing. And yeah, I got wound up, and everyone was kind of all together on one side, and I just took a bad step. And I'm a big massive, you know, wrecking ball, but I can be. And yeah, I damn near took out. And it was and of course it happened on like a stage where, you know, you're backlined and there's like this much room to move around, and I'm really trying to sell it, and it just, yeah, it could have been disastrous, but I recovered.
Okay, if that's your worst time, that's not that bad.
No, thank you for the slow clap.
Slow clap.
another seldom staple. Yeah, that was probably the worst, we're fortunate, I guess, in that regard, but...
Oh, that's not bad. We had, what was his name from Approaching Troy? What was his name, Dan? I completely forgot. Jake. We had a lead singer.
Remember from State Farm?
Yes.
That was
that's
I can't
never
believe
we
forgot
used.
That. No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, God. I hate those fucking commercials. I hate those like so that stupid. And the stupid camel. Hey, guess what day it is? I don't give a fuck.
Oh, really? I don't know. I kind of love the Hump Day
it's
commercial.
I'm about to say,
well, I hate those fucking things.
You need to get some joy in your life, my man. Yeah, Hump Day is commercials. I mean, you punch someone if they do it to you live, but if you see it on TV, it's still pretty good.
Hump Day. Shut the fuck. It's Saturday. I'm seeing this fucking commercial. It's not Wednesday. It's not fucking Hump Day.
Let's just, I mean, a small thing of silence for everyone named Mike. Who had to deal with that silent hell?
Oh man, yeah.
Mike! It's like, you know, they were just like, I just fucking
actually, you
kill
know what?
Me now.
Fuck Mike, because my name is John O'Connor, and if I had a dollar for every time someone came up with Terminator,
that is
not even John. It's John Connor, not John O'Connor. The fucking I'm the Mick version. All right, Jesus.
If your mom's name's Sarah, though, it's
Susan.
So shit.
Close.
Shit. That's. I mean,
it doesn't help that I'm the third. Also.
So wait, you're. It's like everything's off by like a couple letters, but mostly it's there. The O'Connor, Susan. Now. I mean,
you want to hear something pretty fucked up? This is all of our birthdays. My dad's August 24th. My mom's September 23rd. I'm November 21st, and my sister is October 18th. Holy she God. Fucked it up by like 4 days. I'm still pissed off at that.
Way to go. Couldn't hang on.
Couldn't stay up there.
It was probably you, bro. She's probably
what are you talking about? Dude, everything worked out in order.
Except for you?
No. 8:24, 9:23. If she was 10:22, then you had 11:21. I know no one gives a fuck about this, but I'm still kind of bitter at that.
Bitter.
But anyways, going back to Jake, not from State Farm. He actually fell off a stage, tripped over a monitor, and the monitor ended up crushing his leg.
Oh, man.
No, I think that was like one of the most brutal stories on this podcast.
That's rough.
That wasn't self-inflicted.
And then Suck Brick Kid kicked a hole in a wall of a bar.
Yes, that too.
Oh, that sucks.
We had a pop punk band from Florida called Suck Brick Kid. Yeah, and they had to fix it.
Oh, my God. That's the worst part. Hey, you need to fix that shit, too. Over here, like, fixing your broken ass
But
foot.
I don't know anything about drywall. What?
I know.
Just get some spackle.
I'm always worried about that because, you know, when some of the songs I do screaming and you know, I do this kind of high pitched kind of fry.
Oh, so you do the screaming.
I do fry screaming live and all that, particularly on the song Digital Echoes and Plastic Idols. Mm-hmm. You know, it's by the time I get to that, it's all built up. But when we first started doing it, you know, you're if you don't do that scream in practice, and at the very beginning, I really didn't practice like I needed to. You get lightheaded real quick. And we'd have these some shows back home, and you know, we're in front of our fans, our home base crowd. We have these ego boxes where the light shoots up underneath and you kind of stand up a little taller and you know, I just hit it, right? Just hit it. And then I'd step back and I'd be headbanging. I'd be like, woo, very lightheaded just from doing that one note. And I was always worried like, I'm gonna pass out and just like collapse into my drummer, or worse, collapse into like the fans. And ain't nobody crowd surfing this guy, you know what I mean? It's gonna be like that School of Rock with Jack Black. just eat shit right there on the ground. But luckily that hasn't happened, so right.
You never know, you could be feeling it one show and be like, all right, you know what? I don't have 16-year-old girls in front. I have big burly dudes. They got my back, right?
Let's do it. I'm just gonna jump. Yeah, I know. Someone's more likely one of my band's gonna just push me. That's probably the more realistic scenario.
Hey, it could be the end of tour prank.
Oh God, don't give them that idea.
I'm just saying.
Why would you say that out loud? Why would you put that on the universe like
we
that?
We gave you a great idea for the end of the tour.
I know, right? Oh God, we gotta finalize something for the end of the tour.
Definitely.
We've got some varying ideas.
Jello wrestling.
What? Where the fuck did you get that from, Dan?
I don't know.
Old
that.
School?
Oh, yeah. Oh, when you had two girls about to wrestle the old guy.
So why can't they find two girls?
Oh, I thought you meant them jello wrestle.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that all right. I'm glad we clarified that. I got concerned. I mean, this guy would get his ass beat regardless, but.
Oh, shit.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. I'm scared. Yeah, I don't know how that would play at the Scott Stapp show.
Yeah. You don't want to trigger something in him.
Right.
Yeah, we're Christians, no. Bro. Stop fighting.
Yeah, the crowd's not right for it. They're, you know, although there might be some, and the bar staff might be more appreciative.
Yeah. Like that. It's like, please, someone just punch somebody.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh boy, I can't wait to see the videos because you have to get videos of this.
Oh, of course. Yes. If that's the way it works, that's how we'll have to do it.
And look, that's your final shot of your live DVD or your live video. I'm sorry,
live video. Yeah, I think that would be. How else do you end it? I mean,
you end it
because you couldn't show that earlier. Then where do you go from there? And mm-hmm. So you can stop watching the video right at that point. It's done. Nothing's gonna top it.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, these are all terribly awesome ideas.
Oh yes, yes.
All terribly awesome.
Yeah, so I want to move away from the music. 1 minute. You guys into sports at all?
This guy particularly. I'm mostly into football.
Texans or?
Texans, he's right Texans. Here. I'm Saints, clearly.
Oh, all right.
My day off shirt.
The Aints.
Hey. Well, they're turning back into that. But we're still not that far removed. At least we have a Super Bowl ring, right, Matt?
At least they have Drew Brees as their quarterback.
That's true. He's a Jets fan. I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I just got Geno Smith and Ryan Fitzpatrick. There you go. You had him as your quarterback.
Yeah.
He did well last year.
Yeah. And now he's not on the team anymore, so what does it matter?
And now our only source of Manning entertainment comes from your team, the Giants.
Yes.
So, and that's a far shot away from Peyton. Oh, you still get a good Eli face, though. Eli face.
Not last year. Eli was better than Peyton last year.
Agreed. Although Eli has that face you just want to punch. I don't know. It just whenever they catch him with a camera,
that jaw.
It's wrong, but it's right.
Hey, I'm a fan of the Giants, and I do have to agree with
yeah,
that. Yes.
You can't. It doesn't mean he's a bad quarterback, bad guy, but he does.
Like every time the camera pans on him, it looks like he's about to sneeze, but never does. He's like.
It's a good description. I agree.
Is that Step Brothers a movie? He's like, I just want to punch you.
There's
right
something about your face. I just want to punch. But imagine being the third brother.
Oh, man.
There is another one?
There is another.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
He's not like an accountant. I swear to you.
Does he really need to work?
Yes. His brothers aren't going to fucking support his ass.
I would. Here's $1 million.
Like, when your father's a great quarterback.
Well, I'm sure he's the accountant for them, right?
That's a good point.
They might keep.
I think his name was Cooper. Cooper Manning, I swear to you.
I think that sounds right. I think that's right.
I can only throw the ball 40 yards. I'm going to be an accountant.
Are you kidding me? I'd be happy to throw a ball 40 yards.
Dude, we could probably throw a ball 40 yards.
You could throw a football 40 yards.
You could. I'm not saying me, dude. It's not.
Fight, fight, fight.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to throw around a football.
Right.
All right, let's get a video of this. There's a football field like 5 seconds away. It's right down the street.
Oh, there you go.
I don't have a football, though.
But we don't have something to measure out yards.
Look at these
either.
Fancy guys. Oh, we got a football field right
it's
down the way.
It's an actual football field?
Yeah, the high school's down the street.
All right. Okay.
Ooh. Competition. Dude, actually, 40 yards is... I've kicked a field goal 40 yards, but it probably
would... How the fuck do you kick a field goal 40 yards?
It probably would have been blocked, though. You don't have to kick it over a lineman.
Well, how far did you run? Like, did you run, like, a good, like, 20 feet and then punt it, or did you actually...
I actually kicked a field goal.
So you went the three steps back, three steps to the side.
Probably more than that. I'm not a field... I didn't know you have to take a specific amount of steps.
Well, yeah. You've never seen a field goal kicker like
that? I have, but I don't know. I just watch him step back and kick it. That's it. I'm not like one, two, three, all right, one to the right.
He's off regulation. Why is he taking that fifth step? Flag him.
I'm still blown away that he could kick a fucking 40-yard field goal.
Dude, it's different when you're kicking on a lower angle. If you're kicking it over linemen, it's a lot different. It's a lot more difficult.
Video or it didn't happen, man.
That's true.
A video or it didn't happen. That's a rule we live by, particularly when someone's bragging about some girl.
All right, not for nothing, though. A 40-yard field goal in the NFL is longer than that. Like, I kicked it 40 yards away, meaning it was on the line. It wasn't...
Oh, you were on the 40.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, in the NFL, isn't it on, like, the 40, but the guy's kicking it from farther back?
No. The field goal posted, I think, is...
It's 10 yards behind the line. So, if it's at the 40-yard line, it's actually a 50-yard field goal.
Yeah. So,
so you hit it on the, what, the 30 or the 40?
I think it might have been the 30.
All right. Now we're inching closer now. No, you know, it was at the 25.
No, but honestly, I'm pretty sure it's definitely a lot easier to kick it without a... without the lineman, because dude, absolutely.
I'm
if I had lineman, I probably kicked someone in the ass or the face with that ball.
I'm just still blown away about this whole thing.
You don't think
thing.
You can kick a 40-yard field goal?
Do I think I could kick
30? 30-yard field goal. Try 30.
Well, yeah, 30. I think I could.
See exactly.
I think I could.
So much so far.
It doesn't seem far fetched. You know? Could you, Matt?
Oh yeah.
Like yeah, but
I doubt that.
I mean,
I doubt that.
You hear warm-ups all the time that field goal kickers kick like 70, 60 yards, but in real life they can't do that over linemen. So anyway, let's get what was the point of talking about sports?
I just wanted
just finding
to see,
out their fans.
Yeah. So it's more about seldom.
So it's only so you guys only into football? Or you into other sports like soccer?
So Carlos, our bases is into basketball.
Rockets.
Actually.
He liked the Lakers.
Yeah, he was a Kobe fan.
Okay. I'm a Rockets fan.
I
watch the Rockets. I'm not a
baseball's all right.
I think Carlos maybe is the only one that actually sort of pays attention.
Rangers are pretty decent.
Yeah, Rangers are good. Astros are.
Yeah.
They were good. Now
they're good. They had a good year.
Yes.
Oh, so they're not keeping it up this year? Because last year they were pretty decent.
No,
this year they're just slumping. Yeah. What was that?
They're the Astros again.
Yeah.
So. Unfortunately. And then what else? I guess
soccer.
Yeah.
Are you into soccer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're big into MLS.
MLS? Like the Houston Dynamo.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
You know, international. Usually just cheer on the U.S.
Yeah. We usually beat the Dynamo.
Yeah, we do. We have Red Bull season tickets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I had Dynamo season tickets the first year.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I was just discussing this today. It's awesome that you're... With football, I barely go to football games. Like, definitely once or twice a year. I'm like, dude, how awesome is it? I'm like, oh, Saturday I have a Red Bulls game. Last week I had a Red Bulls game. You know, next week I have a Red Bulls game.
And the season lasts for like 9 months.
And it only costs us $400. Then costs us like $7,000.
Yeah,
it's great. Even though it's like $400 for a single football ticket now.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you do like Giants Cowboys in this area, through the roof.
Yeah.
And then something at Jerry Land. I can only imagine.
Yeah. Ugh, Jerry Land.
Jerry.
Pay $100, go stand outside and watch it on a big screen TV.
Yeah, yeah. I know, right?
Or pay $1,000 and watch it on the bigger TV.
Have you ever been down there or no?
I have not because I think it's a waste of money.
Well, yes.
And also the Cowboys are, you know, a scourge on the earth. sorry, fans that are Cowboys fans.
I do have to agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to have to put them second place next to Eagles fans. Eagles fans are just...
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Philly in general. I'm just throwing that out there.
To be fair, we haven't been to Philly. Although I have heard about the egging the team bus. I know it made it into Sean Payton's book. About,
yeah. You
know, all my knowledge about the Philadelphia Eagles are based on the Saints. And they're that's it. Yeah, I guess y'all have a little bit more of a history with them.
Yeah, with every sport, too. Like, yeah. Devils, Flyers, yeah. Usually chaotic. Knicks and 76ers, not so much, because 76ers are just like a high school team. Let's be honest.
Not untrue.
I think the Knicks are getting there.
Well, yeah, that's true, but...
Yeah, for our folks in Houston, you know, the you're either a Cowboys or a Texans fan. Yeah. And
but if you're a Texans fan, you're a closet Cowboys fan, because the Texans don't really do much.
Well, you know, you got two. And then the ones that, like, no, they don't see reason that, you know, they'll be disparaging about the Texans. Matt's kind of this way. Talk all kinds of crap about their own team. But if I said something about the Texans.
Hey, you watch your fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna pop me in the face. and it's so much worse when it's a Cowboys fan. And then they bring up the History Channel, you know, rings and everything they won, 20 some years ago.
Exactly.
You know, back in antiquity. And
don't worry, we hear from Yankees fans.
Oh yeah. It's
27 championships, even though half of them were in like 1910.
Yeah. Hilarious when you're an outsider, but man, some of them get riled up. But you know, folks in Texas, I'm sure here too, folks in Texas are very passionate about their team, whichever one it is. There's a lot.
And we
of
didn't even scratch the surface with college.
Oh my God, yeah. It's
Longhorns. Yeah,
the SEC and the Big 12 South specifically are just it's like gang colors, man. You walk around the rock. We go play a show in like Norman, and I'll wear some from UT, and
that's a no-no.
The mood changes very quickly.
You suck. Love your music, but you personally suck.
That's right. It's happened. It has. He's like, yeah, man. If we could just fix that orange crap on you, you'd be really awesome. It's like, mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Glad you sort of enjoyed the music. So.
Yes.
Orange is an ugly color, anyways.
Hey, shut your mouth.
What kind of fan?
Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're a little boomer sooner.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Stupidest thing. What the hell is a boomer sooner in the first place? I want you to wear that stupid wagon on your head during a show. Tell you what,
Austin.
Let's do this in Austin. Let's let Behind the Barricade be where we do it. When UT beats the crap out of OU again,
you have to wear
at the next show that we play after that game. You have to wear. A big Bevo horns or something. Just burnt orange that whole show.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pay every photographer in the state to come down and just do a big photo.
Free tickets
for us
if you come and take pictures of this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good.
And of course, if OU somehow manages to cheat their way to a victory, I will happily wear a Boomer Sooner or whatever. So hey, if we're on tour and we're back in the area, please come by and see us, because one of us is going to be very embarrassed.
Yes. And that's the Red River rivalry.
That's
longest
right.
Fucking thing.
That's right.
Second weekend in October.
Usually the first.
Yeah.
First. Okay.
First, the fair over in Dallas.
Yep. It always kind of coincides with the state fair. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, if we can fry it, we will.
Yes.
It's just fried butter. They're not even trying anymore half the time.
No. What's the worst thing I've seen was fried Kool-Aid.
That's new. That's
fried Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid at the New Jersey State Fair. Okay. I didn't even want to even look at it.
Jersey 1, Texas 0. I don't know how to beat that.
Suck that ball, Dean.
I think Jersey gets negative points for that. It's just stupid.
You're just beating off the Jersey Shore image too, man. You're finally getting free from the shackles, and now fried Kool-Aid. Shame.
Oh. See, we went from Italian to redneck overnight.
Well, it's
that's
hard.
New
it's
Jersey.
It's a hard shirt to shake off, man.
wait till you play the pony tomorrow.
Oh, really? So tell me about the pony. We're excited about the show. Tell me a little bit about it.
I really like where the venue is located. Like,
that was so
excellent.
Serious.
Oh, shit.
Let me try this again. Second take.
But it's a historic venue. It's one block from the beach, which is pretty cool.
That's what I saw on the map, but, you know.
Yeah. The area is not the greatest. It's like...
Where the venue is, but, like, I guess it depends on the direction you go. if you go towards the beach, it's really nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is what I was referring to, dicks.
Basically, if you're in that 2-block radius, like everything past that, it's a couple of undesirables.
Yeah, you better
there.
Have your gat.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not too sure exactly where in Asbury Park Bruce Springsteen was talking about, but, and I think I'm going to pull a sacrilegious thing. I hate Bruce Springsteen with a passion. I don't give a fuck if I'm from New Jersey or not. Bruce Springsteen is overrated. But if you want in there? Bruce Springsteen is overrated.
But if you want to be on the podcast, we'll welcome you. We'll love your music then.
I don't know that I have a strong opinion about
Yeah,
Bruce.
I don't really care,
be
honest.
But he's not thrown down your throat. You know, it's
that
not
also
like,
true. I mean,
it's not like, what's your equivalent in Texas? Like George Strait?
Who would be our equivalent in
Texas? Ruben Studdard?
I mean, George Strait's probably not far off. I grew up in Louisiana, so we had Garth Brooks.
Oh.
That was kind of our, which, you know, love me some Garth Brooks. I won't talk.
Well, he made country fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just pretend the Chris Gaines didn't even exist. I don't, you know, that just, there's just a black hole in time when that whole experiment happened. Yeah, I don't know who it would be in Texas. I mean, but Texas, though, we got blues guitar. I mean, I guess Stevie Ray Vaughan.
But you have everything. Like, you had Pantera come from Texas. Yeah. You know?
That's right. Which, you know, I love Pantera, but man, sometimes I think they have ruined a generation of metal bands down south because everyone is trying to be Pantera.
So yeah,
that's the worst. It's the worst thing I see. Some bands can do that sound great.
Yeah,
and they sound awesome. It's new and it's fresh. And then some bands, it's, you know,
we're gonna do a cover tonight. If it's Walk, go fuck yourself.
Or we're gonna play our original. That is basically Walk, but we've changed one note in it. Yeah, it's the sad part.
It's like the Vanilla Ice Under Pressure. Mine goes dun 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 dun.
Well, someone asked, so what kind of style? What's the big scene like in Houston? I said, well, we've got kind of an indie scene near downtown. It's mm-hmm. very kind of like churches, very you know, very experimental. It's very cool. There's a little bit of ours, which is more modern. That's kind of more the South Side Houston. And then in the North Side, it's mostly metal. And they're like, well, what kind of metal? And I think this was a metal band we were talking to. And they're like, oh, well, it's like Southern, you know, I guess Southern metal. And they're like, so Pantera.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, I mean, yeah.
No, Pantera.
Yeah. Well, they're like, I mean, what other Southern band is? Like, I guess there's Zakk Wylde, but ain't nobody I'm hearing sounding like Zakk Wylde. It's nah. Like Label Society right now, so.
But I mean, it's cool when you have a band like Upon a Burning Body.
Yeah.
Doing what they do. I mean, it's not even close to Pantera, and it's really something.
Yeah, well, one of my good friends, I went to middle school, high school, college. The guitarist from I Wrestled a Bear once.
Okay, yeah.
And their stuff's phenomenal. I mean, that's something new, that's fresh. I mean, that's the guitar work in that is insane. You know, I love stuff like that. You know, I don't mind screaming metal bands. I like them. I need something different than just chugging and someone just screaming at me all night.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a huge fan of Whitechapel. You know, it's just, ugh, I can't get
it.
I like that
because he does that little, he does the fast that's kind of talented. It is
when you can do it right.
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying they're not talented, but it's just
it's teach their own.
It's not like I can't put it on a record and listen to it, you know, and be like, all right, that's pretty good. It's just, I don't know, like you said, there's got to be something more than just that, like rhythmic, like guitar playing and the screaming, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when you have like three guitarists playing the exact same thing.
It's infuriating. And I'll say it's, you know, one of the things I think, you know, so we've gone through some lineup changes. Myself, Matt, Brian, and Carlos were the original four when we wrote Damage. And we had another guitarist for Black Mirror that kind of helped with that. He went on his kind of separate way, and we picked up Sergio. And we're already kind of in the process of working new stuff. And it's so good. Yeah, we're talking about not playing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Matt and Sergio meld so well. You know, they both have different strengths. Matt's got a very strong, like, rhythm sense. He's got a very strong, like, how do I describe? I can't let you do it because you'll get your head already growing. That's why I don't talk anything positive about Matt anytime.
Thanks, man.
You're right.
He's a lot better than me.
he's a lot better than me as well. He knows how to construct a song. He's got a good in pace. And then Sergio can come in and just lay on kind of either a lead line or just something else on there, and it really makes it full. It's something that I'm really excited about, kind of the new stuff we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even kind of changed, even from the album to live, you know, the songs are the same, but you know, now with Sergio, he's been able to add kind of a little flair.
His flavor to it.
All right.
Yeah, it's
like, and some more fuller,
a little
sound.
Color.
So yeah. he adds like the layers, the yeah. additional layers.
Yeah. Okay. And they do a good job too of switching off. You know, so we don't. I don't say we have a lead guitarist because we really don't. They both. You know,
so it's like Avenged Sevenfold type of deal where they're trading off.
They're trading yeah. off, yeah. That, you know, they each, it depends on the song. One of them may have the solo, the other one may do this. And you know, and for us, our rhythm section is really like our strength.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos and Brian have actually played together for close to 10 years.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
So they're so synced. I mean, and that's really, to me, that's the strength, really vocal. By the time I come in, the music's so solid and to me, and I'm just kind of just on top there. it's already so good. I mean, I could read a cookbook to half the songs we do, and it still sound great.
So. You guys want to hear some vocals now? Anybody?
All right. I might as well. I could say, hey, I was just gonna do instrumental tonight, right? I'm gonna hang out, chat with people, just chill.
I'll be the merch guy for the night.
I basically am the merch guy for the night.
Oh, man.
Although I've conned Sergio into starting to help me. So
there we go.
Trying to shift that off. So, I want to be all secretive like all the other diva lead singers in the world. You see, Sergio's already trying to punch me in the face.
I didn't see
anything. Sergio. Hey. Did you hear us talking bad about you?
Okay.
¿Qué? ¿Por qué?
You still watching that little house show in there?
Yeah.
Tiny houses.
just waiting for the kids to go to sleep.
Yes, of course.
Just gotta let them tuck themselves out.
God almighty. All right, I guess it's a good time to wrap up. I think
yeah,
we hit everything.
Yum.
All right, guys, you want to start plugging away? I know it's facebook.com/seldomband and everywhere else seldomband.
Everything else seldomband, Twitter, Instagram. I think we need to get a Snapchat, you know, just to keep up with people.
I hear a lot of things about Snapchat, but I still don't understand.
Dude, my band just, like, always uses Snapchat. Like, every day I'm like, oh, someone snaps it. I mean, I don't know.
Like, what the hell does that even mean?
It just means, all it is, yeah, it just goes
like,
away.
It's kind of like rapid-fire pictures.
Yeah.
I kind of hate it because I'm like, I want to see what he just sent me, and it's, like, expired or something.
Yeah. It's frustrating in that regard.
Yeah.
But it's good for just, like, kind of some of the spontaneous things, and I think... To be honest, I think you're going to start seeing bands do it a little bit more in terms of, like, they'll do, like, quick releases. Like, oh, hey, y'all want to hear this new,
like a sneak peek.
Sneak peek of a new song, and then it's going to delete, right? Right? We may do that, although we may do, like, stupid stuff, like get one of those, like, little toy xylophones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we're going to do, and that's all you'll hear. That'll be, oh, new song. Seldom's going a whole new direction. Yeah.
But it's just everything seldom banned. I mean, any kind
That's
of
right.
social media site.
Yep. You're also on iTunes.
We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Music, Google Play.
Google Play. Yep.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. And honestly, if you're in on any of those sites, you see us, feel free to message us. We're very responsive. We love to just hear from anyone.
And they have a 24-hour drive coming up, so please talk
with
them.
Yeah, you know, one of our representatives will get right to you as soon as you come in.
So here's our hold music.
Yes.
We actually have CDs and wristbands. Where can people pick those up?
So we have a merch store on site. We have a website that we're kind of – I keep saying this. We're renovating.
Okay.
But it's always in redesign mode, so I'm just picky. We have a website, merch site, and it's also seldomband.bigcartel.com.
Yeah, Big Cartel's a popular one. Yeah,
That's the easiest thing, and you know we'll ship it straight to you. We've got these fancy new Flex Fit hats. So we got a new logo T-shirt. Most of our stuff is all geared to Black Mirror, and for the folks up north where it's actually cold, I don't know why this is a good idea in Texas, but we have hoodies.
Year.
So if you need a hoodie to keep you warm, please do it because no one in Texas really wants one. Because for that 1 month that it's cold, you know, then after that it's you know.
Did you guys just have snow down there this past winter?
No.
Dallas.
That was Dallas. And yeah, it's snow is very loose.
Yes.
It's you know it's
God basically said fuck the Cowboys.
Really cold ice is it, you know, or less hard ice. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Well, did Dallas shut down during that? Because, like, I've seen pictures of, like, Georgia.
In Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
It's
flurrying. Oh, my God.
Dallas has been getting snow for the last 4 years, pretty much every winter now.
Okay, so.
Weird.
That's weird,
that to come down.
Yeah, didn't Dallas get it during, like, a Super Bowl when they had the Super Bowl last too. It was really odd. That's what I can't remember.
I don't remember. They, if anyone gets it, it's usually the north side of the state.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But yeah, so again, hoodies.
Hoodies on sale
now. We only
now.
Have so many and we're not ordering anymore after they're gone. Limited edition. Limited
Texas, edition. Get it for that one day. Northeast, get it up for that couple months.
That's right.
There
maybe,
we go.
Maybe we'll have our Texas fans do like maybe a loaner program. You know, we get it for the 1 month and they'll ship it back off to, you know.
That's called eBay.
Rent a swag is what we were kind of basing our model off of, but that's all right.
Rent a swag.
Yeah, loan a hoodie. Yeah, you know. It needs to be something like that. I agree. Maybe on to something, Sergio.
There
it's
we go.
Be an app.
Well, now that you just broadcasted it, you got to quickly.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let's
we
go.
got to get prototyping fast.
For the millions that listen to this.
Right.
Millions, yes.
Millions divided by millions. Yes, two people.
Me and John.
Yes. We love listening to ourselves, and that's about it. Dan, any plugs?
No. I'm going to stay silent in this one.
Oh, you're going to stay seldom?
Yeah, seldom. Okay. That's it. Plug them away.
So you're going to stay seldom?
Oh, that's a good one.
Boom!
Seldom and damaged while looking in a black mirror. Oh, shit.
You damaged a black mirror.
Yeah, probably.
You're 0 for 2, Dan. I'm on fire.
Sorry. All right, plug.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so, John, you have any plugs?
You could check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Twitter is at behindthecade, C-A-D-E. Instagram, instagram.com/behindthebarricade. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/behindthebarricade. We're going to have interviews soon. We're also going to come out with a new layout of things. I know we have a new logo. We're working on a website, actually. So
that's under renovation.
And it's going to be under renovation for a while. So I guess that's all. Anything else?
No, that's
anything
it. Thanks.
For Dead Tide? Nothing?
Dead Tide, no. Currently sending our albums out to some record companies, but other than that, nothing, you know, kind of writing songs and whatever. So thanks for being on the podcast. It was awesome.
Yep.
Hey guys, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
No problem.
Later.
Thanks.
Later.